All right. It's that time again. A time for living the good life. From Beacon of Hope Ministries here in Clearwater, Florida. I got to say, beautiful Clearwater, Florida. We're at that time of year, Nan, where the weather is perfect. And we love it, do we not?
Let me get my mask off here.
Oh, yeah, yes, get your mask off so you can talk.
We love it. Yes, we love it.
We love it.
We love it.
So, we welcome everybody to the show. Whoa, hang on. I should stop that other one here before we get going. It's just a great day to be walking with the Lord, Nan, because what's happened today? What's going on today at Beacon of Hope?
Oh, my. hard to say that concisely, but we had a service. We've been having great services, but I'm telling you, today's was special and very powerful and very healing, and people's lives were touched and healed. And oh my gosh, yeah, I'm still with relving or whatever you would say in that whole mindset of what was going on there today. It was totally awesome.
Well, God wants to do some more of that today.
Oh, yes,
we've
does.
Got Cindy that's just called in, I believe. Cindy, are you there?
I am.
She is. Cindy Henderson, part of our radio team. Idaho.
Hi.
Where is Idaho anyway, Cindy? That seems like a long way away.
It is.
And why hasn't God called you back to Tampa area?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have a really good communication with him. You should ask him.
I will. I will ask him about that because, I'd love it for you to be right back here with us. But we're glad we get you every few weeks on the radio, so that's wonderful. And you did used to be here and a part of the ministry locally in Clearwater. And then how many years have you been out of this area?
It will be... 8 years.
Wow. It's a long time.
7 and a half now. Yeah.
And you have something to announce today that happened to you. What day did it happen to you? Last week?
October the 9th.
October the 9th.
October the 9th, yeah.
What happened on October the 9th? Was it just an ordinary day, Cindy?
It was not.
It was not?
Birth of my very first grandchild.
The birth of your very first grandchild. And you know what? That is not an ordinary day when that happens to us. That happened to me on the very first in 1995. That's a long time ago.
How many do you have now? You've got...
Well, number 14 is getting ready to be born in the next 3 weeks. A little boy by the name of William, and his second name is going to be Pierce, and his last name is Breen, and we're very excited, and they're going to call him Will, and he's my 10th grandson out of 14, Cindy.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's that, I don't know what that is, but you know the good thing about all that? Is my older grandkids are just as big a Rays fans and football fans with me. And last night I was able to watch our Tampa Bay Rays win the American League and our baseball. And my oldest grandson, Chase, and I watch. He's in Indiana, but we watch it together. And comment back and forth. It's just a lot of fun. So as they get older, you can do fun things with them like that. And so how is this little baby? Tell us her name and how much she weighs.
Her name is Lily Catherine.
Lily Catherine.
Uh-huh. And that's Lily after my great-grandmother on my mom's side.
All right.
And a grandmother on her daddy's side.
Okay.
And then... Catherine after my grandmother on my dad's side. So
it's a family name. Yeah.
Right, after very strong women.
Cool.
It was a very traumatic birth. It started Wednesday night and finally ended on Friday morning.
Oh my gosh, that's a long time.
Yeah, and it she came out not breathing because she got stuck in the birth canal.
Oh, my.
And then she was jaundiced, and so they had to stay an extra time. But she's doing well.
Was there any problem with the breathing issue?
No, they don't think so. She did have a heart murmur, but they said it had almost cleared up.
Okay.
By the time they left the hospital.
Okay.
And they don't feel that there was any permanent damage. Her heart never stopped.
Okay.
But it was obviously, traumatic for her, traumatic for her mommy and daddy, and they're adjusting now to life at what they call their zoo. They've got 3 big dogs, 2 cats, now a baby.
Oh my gosh, that is a zoo. Yeah. That's crazy. Nan, why don't you share with Cindy what happened to you? Let's see, was it a year and a half ago? How old is Benny now?
He's a year and a half.
Yeah.
I was my first grandchild, my only grandchild at this point. And he was born very premature and stayed in the hospital about 2 months. But he's doing great. He's fantastic. His percentiles are good. To see him now, to hear him now, you would never guess that he was born so premature. So God really moved in that situation. So he's a great little guy.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how medical science has done so much and can take difficult situations and turn them around. But we know the ultimate. We know the ultimate healer is Jesus. And that happens to be the subject of today's show, Jesus the Healer, right, Nan?
Oh, Jesus the Healer.
All right, Nan, Nan just got out of the hospital with a little situation, but you're doing better, right?
Yes, doing better.
Do you know Jesus the Healer?
I know Jesus the Healer. He touched me this morning. So, yes, I knew him before this morning, but I really know him after this morning. So, yes.
Why would that be? Why would that be?
He greatly touched me and healed me this morning.
Praise God.
He greatly touched me and healed me.
So. Yeah, Cindy, one of those services where Holy Spirit just shows up and shows out. And it was just a crazy, good, wonderful service. We're glad to be able to come on the show this afternoon, as we do every Sunday afternoon in our 14th year here, to bring the Word of God to wherever you happen to be. Because with all the ways that you can listen to the show now, besides right here on TantalkNetwork.com, and that is globally, and then all the other ways, YouTube. I've got YouTube going right now, so you can actually open YouTube.com, and then you can go to TantalkRadio/live, and you'll see Nan in the studio in there. You won't see me. I'm in the control room through the glass, but I'm here.
I keep an eye on you.
You keep an eye on me. Yeah, we got to have somebody do that, right?
That's why I'm shifted a little bit, so I can see you past the microphone.
Okay, all right. So we got to make sure we do that.
Yeah.
We love doing the show, don't we, Nan? I mean, in all the years we've been doing this.
We do. I'm especially excited about today's subject. And
why?
Well, it's about healing. And
right.
There's so many people that fall under the sound of our
Yes.
this program, either now or at a future time, and
right.
they are in need of healing. And I know, based on this morning's service, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that people are going to be healed as a direct result of this radio show. So I'm excited to be able that this happened to be my Sunday.
Right.
I'm really excited to be able to be here to participate and be used of God for this show specifically.
Well, that's a really good point. I think that in the ministry, sometimes some people get just weary and well-doing and get tired of just doing every week. And honestly, with our radio team, I cannot think of a time that somebody has just said, I don't feel like it today. It's not like that.
No.
It just isn't. We're all excited to come and be on the air and bring the good news of the gospel. Cindy, we always love having you on. And so we're looking forward to this topic. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you from the bottom of our hearts because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you are the healer of our bodies, our minds, our emotions, our past. You are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. And we look forward today with great joy and anticipation of being able to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus is our healer. We look forward to it, Lord. We ask that you prepare hearts that as they tune in, or if they already are on the air with us, that they will be excited about finding out more about your healing ability and your touch in our lives. So, Lord, we give you this show. We ask that you just guide and direct every word, every scripture reference, every song. Lord, let it be to your glory and praise, and let our listeners be blessed by what they hear. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to start with a Chris Tomlin song. And it is called, hang on a minute, I'll get it queued up here in the different machine right here. It's called Jesus. And you're going to hear it's about what happens in the Gospels when Jesus came on the scene. Listen to it.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hands, Jesus. There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is
Praise God. I love that song by Chris Tomlin. You carried Jesus. You carried my healing in your hands. Oh, my. Cindy, what does that do to you? What does it make you realize there in the words of that song about Jesus? Are you there, Cindy?
I'm thinking.
Oh, there's thinking time. Okay.
There's thinking. There's a thinking delay, yes.
A thinking delay. All right. Go ahead, Cindy. Your thinking delay.
And people think of healing as only physical or emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's financial healing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Environmental healing.
Sure.
I think that reputation healing, you know, there's
true.
There's so many different types of healing. And only one place you have to go for all of them.
Yeah.
You don't have to visit various doctors.
You know, I want to say right here at the outset that we are not against medicine in any way.
No.
And we go to the doctors, we get tests done, we get mammograms done and things like that. We are careful with our health. We are never, ever encouraging people to not take medicine or not go to a doctor. God created medicine. You know, it's a lot of it has come from plants and things that people have been able to formulate and come up with a medication that helps people. So we are not going to talk anything about don't go to the doctor. No, we're not like that. We're not coming from that. We all go to the doctor.
He might use a doctor to
yes,
hear you.
That is exactly right, Cindy. And sometimes people have to have surgeries. My dad had an open heart surgery years ago. Betty, that's here on this radio team with us, she had open heart a few years back. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that a person has no faith. Let's talk about that a minute, Cindy, and then we'll go to Nan on that, because there are some people out there that teach that if you go to the doctor or if you take blood pressure medicine or whatever, that you are a person without faith. Talk to us, Cindy, and then we'll go to Nan on that.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Nah.
Yeah. Nah. It doesn't compute with my brain.
Right, you know? Right, sure. Yeah.
Faith is not a one solution, one size fits all.
That's true. Yes, right.
It's just like everything else in life. You know, some people like sports cars and some people like trucks. And they all get us where we need to go.
Good point. Good point.
You know, and it's like saying, well, if you use a truck, then you don't have any faith that you're gonna, you know, that God can get you where you need to go.
Right.
It,
yeah.
It doesn't.
No.
You know, God works in so many different ways.
Exactly.
That to poo-poo any of them would be
right.
I don't know. I mean, it's blasphemous to me.
Exactly. And we really want to make that clear as we start this teaching on healing. Jesus is the healer. But Jesus never said to somebody in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as he walked this earth, now be sure you don't ever go back to a doctor. He never did anything like that. And so let's make sure everybody understands that clearly. But we also know that Jesus not only paid for our sins in his body on the cross. Let's go to Isaiah 53 to start this show today. We only had a little bit of time on the Facebook post today. And by the way, if you want to catch the sermon from the Facebook post we did, go to my page, Marcia McAllister, and you will find it there from today on Facebook, as you will every Sunday. We usually get on the air about 10 to 11 or so, and it's usually about a 20 to 25-minute post. So that is there. But we're going to go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah was a prophet that wrote what God gave him to write, and he lived about 800 years before Jesus came to this earth. It's in the book of Isaiah we find the prophecies about the virgin birth, that Jesus would come from a virgin. That's Isaiah 7:14. Then there's one in Isaiah 9 chapter 9, where he talks about the Messiah coming, and he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Eternal Father, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. We're going to talk more about that as we get close to Christmas season. But in Isaiah 53, this is the famous passage that talks about the Messiah coming and what the Messiah, Jesus, would do and how he would take on all of our sins and our sicknesses. There's a lot of people that when they study the word or they preach, they say Jesus took our sins. Yes, he did, in his body on the cross. But Isaiah 53 makes it clear that he didn't just take our sins, he also took our sicknesses. Chapter 53, verse 3 of Isaiah. He was despised, talking about the Messiah. So this is written about 800 years before it happened. So it's a prophecy. He was despised and rejected by men. Who? The Messiah, Jesus. A man of sorrows and pain and acquainted with grief. We know that he understood grief. He cried. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible is John chapter 11, verse 35, where it says, and Jesus wept. And he cried because Lazarus, his good friend, was in the tomb. So he was a man of sorrows and pain and acquainted with grief. And that's another reason why he can be such a wonderful comforter, because he understands grief. You want to talk about that for a minute, Nan? I mean, he so knows us and knows what we go through.
Well, you know, I mean, he came down in the form of man,
right?
I mean, he is Almighty Jesus.
Yes.
But he came down for me, and it's you know, we've talked before about him and others, that it's nice to know they're in touch with our human feelings.
Right.
You know, and, you know, if, let's say I have a friend who goes through similar situations as myself, I can really understand what they're feeling. There's other friends of mine who maybe gone through things that I have not personally experienced, and I can try to understand, but I don't really understand what they're feeling. But Jesus was so, when he was on this earth, was so human that he was touched with those things. And that's what makes it really real to me, knowing that he, you know, he can understand my pain. He can understand my grief. He can understand my sadness. He can understand my joys. He can understand my happiness. I mean, he's in touch with all that because he came down in the form of a human.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he do that? What was that all about anyway? Nan, go ahead, Nan, and then we'll get to Cindy.
Well, he had to come down in form of human to be able to give his life for us so that we could have eternal salvation and healing.
Amen. That's exactly right. So, Cindy, for those people out there that say, well, I understand that Jesus took my sins. I just don't get it that he took my sicknesses also. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, he took sin. The reason we're sick is because sin.
Is because what?
So, because of sin.
Because of sin, yeah, right.
Right, it's not necessarily sins that we have committed, but
right.
Just sin.
Sin in general.
You know, the sin nature that entered when Adam and Eve sinned polluted everything. It polluted, our bodies, our minds,
right.
The environment. It affected the whole earth. I mean, if you're having trouble and all you can deal with is sin, then just realize that illness is a result of sin. Maybe that'll help.
Right, it does.
Maybe that will help you. But I mean, the Bible clearly says that he took our sins.
Yes.
He took our iniquities. All these things are all wrapped up. All caused by sin.
Right.
So ultimately, him taking our sins includes the healing, but I think
it does.
It's mentioned in Scripture because not everybody connects those things in their mind.
Exactly. But these three verses in Isaiah 53, 3, 4, and 5 make it very clear that the prophet Isaiah had a revelation knowledge from Almighty God as he was penning this book, as he was writing this book. And when we look at verse 4 of Isaiah 53, it says this, but in fact, I'm in the Amplified Bible, which I've been teaching out of for a long time now, he has borne our griefs. Now, we're going to have times of grief when we lose a loved one, when we lose a job, perhaps, when we lose certain things in our lives. But in particular, it usually relates to losing a person in your life. But he mm-hmm. bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Now, this is huge, and I couldn't get to this morning in the sermon. It just wasn't enough time. But when we look and see that Jesus on the cross took our griefs, our sorrows, and our pains. Mm-hmm. Now, pain is painful. That's very profound, isn't it? Pain is, we don't want to be in a place of pain. Nan, talk to us about why it's so good that he carried our sorrows and our pains.
We don't have to carry them all by ourselves.
Right.
He is there with us. You know, I mean, I know personally I'm facing probably one of the most difficult things of my life right now.
Right.
And through that, he has been with me.
Yes.
He has carried me. He has walked with me. He has led me. He's guided me to scripture and time in prayer. He's acquainted with that. And he's with me because he's been there. He's been there, done it. He understands how I feel. He understands what's going on, and he's in control. But it's nice to know that he is acquainted with that. It's not just like some God in the sky who's not in touch with anything. No, he's in touch, and he knows.
You know, we talk about this around the time of Easter resurrection time, but when Jesus was beaten by the guards before he went to the cross that night, that Tuesday night, he was struck across the back. The Roman culture was to beat them with 39 lashes. 39. And on the end of those leather ropes was a jagged mess of glass and bone that was attached to those leather ropes. And so when those soldiers beat Jesus 39 times, and he also had 12 strands of that leather, so I think it's like 468, lashes across his back. That's huge. And you talk about pain and blood. And if you've ever seen the Passion, the movie that Mel Gibson did, that is an amazing movie that really depicts the blood that was running all over Jesus, which we know had to be shed for the remission of sin. But he was in pain. He was in pain. Mm-hmm. And so in verse 4 of Isaiah 53, he carried our sorrows and our pains. And we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken and struck down by God and humiliated by God. In other words, people around at the time that this happened thought, oh, God's getting even for him for, saying something that he says he is that he isn't, you know, type thing. God got blamed. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's still happening.
It still is happening. I want you both to make a quick comment before we go to this next song, and then we'll go do verse 5 when we come back from that. So go ahead, Cindy, go ahead and comment, if you will.
Well, people still blame God for all the bad things. It's like, even Christians, it's like, well, you know, I guess God just wanted me to go through that, you know.
Right.
No, no, he didn't. That's
right.
From the enemy.
It's from the enemy.
God doesn't want you know, that's not true. And it's people suffering for Jesus, you know.
Right. Well,
that's not how it works.
It's not how it works. And James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. In other words, the good stuff comes from God. The bad stuff, Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I've come to give you life and to give it abundantly till it overflows. So part of the blessing that God wants for us people is that we understand that on the cross, Jesus not just took our sins, but he also took our sicknesses. And so we are going to play a song by Big Daddy Weave right here. But Nan, did you have a comment on that before we go to the song?
Oh, Cindy said it all.
She said it all.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right. And so the essence of believing that Jesus is our healer must start with a knowledge that Jesus is our Savior and that he died on that cross for your sins, but also, and that may be news to a lot of people listening today, but also for your sicknesses, also for your pain in your body, also for diseases that might try to come upon you. Disease, by the way, is the last part of that word disease is E-A-S-E, ease. So when you have dis-ease, you are no longer comfortable. You are in perhaps pain. You are probably going through some kind of testing or whatever the case may be. We're going to get back to this discussion of Isaiah 53:5 in just a minute. But before we do, we're going to hear this song by Big Daddy Weave. Oh, Jesus, I believe. And by the way, listener, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe? Because that is what it's all about.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your King come and let your will be done right here on earth, just like it is in heaven. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality.
I love that song by Big Daddy Weave. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, help my unbelief. Jesus, I believe. Talk to us, Nan. You got a poem during that song? I saw you in there writing.
Got a poem.
All right, what did God give you?
It's entitled, I Am Your Healer. I gave my very life for your healing too. Please hear what I say. I do care and am concerned about you. I allowed them to beat me so your illnesses could be healed. Precious child, don't you see it? My love for you is not concealed. I have so much for you today. Listen to what I'm sharing here. You'll be okay. Believe this. Child, I hold you so dear. Love, Jesus, your Savior. And to explain, so that maybe people who haven't listened before, and I've been on it at times, and he's given me a gift writing poetry.
Right.
And there are times it's prophetic type poetry.
Right.
And this, I did not walk in with this. He just gave it to me during the song.
No,
he just gave it to you, know. And I would like to piggyback on it, you know, where he is our healer.
Yes.
And we spoke earlier, you guys were talking about he uses doctors.
Right.
And absolutely, I mean, he's my healer. I have a health issue that I have to take medication for.
Sure.
And that's a way that he has healed me is by being able to have that.
Sure.
And so he's my healer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And he's their healer. And in here where he inspired to say, listen to what I'm saying here. You know, the three of us are very anointed right now. This show is very anointed right now.
Is.
And
it really
it's just us allowing him to speak through
That's
us.
Right.
So it's not the three of us saying, just sitting here chatting for 2 hours.
No.
It's him speaking through us
Amen.
2 hours.
Amen. So listen to what the Lord would say. Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. Okay. He was wounded, all right. There were two nails put in each, one in each hand, one in each foot, and then there were the sword in the side. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. So we know that Jesus went to the cross to take away our sin. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him. Because prior to Jesus going through the cross, they had to have animal sacrifices once a year, and all they would lay hands on whatever it was, a bull. What was it, Cindy? A cow? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Scapegoat.
The scapegoat, and would send it. They would pray over that and say, "Here's all the sins of the people," and send it out in the wilderness. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus went to the cross, he became that punishment for our well-being, fell on him. So we don't have to sacrifice animals anymore as they did in Old Testament days, but instead we accept once and for all the sacrifice that Jesus made when he went to the cross. And then the last line of Isaiah 53:5 says, and by his stripes, his wounds, the wounds I was talking about earlier, we are healed. We are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were healed. Okay? It's already done. 1 Peter 2:24. Because by then, Peter writing that, Jesus had already gone to the cross and taken it all. So we were healed. We were healed when Jesus took it on the cross. And in Isaiah 53:5, it's a future event. He is prophesying that this is going to happen. And by his stripes, wounds, we are healed. So that is a reality. Talk to us, Cindy. I love this. Oh, love how what Jesus did for us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think it's cool that this could be written about so far in advance. You know, it's just...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The prophecy is very interesting to me, and it's Isaiah wasn't around to see this fulfilled, so that's the thing about prophecy, is often the prophet sounds crazy, people think he's nuts because it's so far in the future,
right, in the future
talking about but it's just an interesting concept that, going back to Jesus understanding what we're going through.
Right.
It's like people who are extremely wealthy they don't understand poverty.
Right.
They've never had to go through.
Yeah, exactly.
People who are very, very healthy don't understand struggling with illness or a chronic disease or condition because they've never had to go through it. And I think empathy is a huge thing that's lacking in our society today.
Yeah.
But knowing that, and Jesus didn't just suffer all that physical stuff. The crowd was there taunting him, humiliating him.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, wouldn't surprise me if things were thrown at him and people spit at him and hurling insults at
right.
him. I mean, even the, are you really the king of the Jews? Really? Seriously? So the amount, it would be bad enough just to die on a cross, but the totality of this.
Oh.
And that he was willing to do it because he loved us so much.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure I love very many people that much.
Well, I don't think we can comprehend God's great love. We talk about it, we teach about it, we accept it, but it's hard to really comprehend how much he loves us to the point that Jesus went to the cross. Verse 6 of Isaiah 53, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. There's a verse in Romans, I think it's 3:23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, none of us are perfect, people. Even after you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, doesn't mean that from that point on, now you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting to me when religious people set themselves up as judge and jury
mm-hmm.
over others, you know, because Jesus, mm-hmm. he clearly said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, judge not that you be not judged, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Isaiah 53:6 says, all of us. All of us, that includes you, dear listener, and me, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way. We're going to talk about that in a minute with Nahum. Turning to your own way, wanting it to be your way. But the Lord has caused the wickedness of us all, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, to fall on him instead of us. Whoa! That's huge. Mm-hmm. Nan, comment before we go to this next song.
You know, kind of what y'all were talking. I can't even begin to imagine. I can't even begin to imagine going through that.
Right.
You know, I mean, we have hurt, we have pain, and that's not to minimize that at all. I mean, pain is real. But what he went through, I just can't fathom.
Had to be horrible.
It was horrible.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. Mm-hmm. But he did it for us.
He loved us very much. Loves us very much.
But the Lord has caused the wickedness of us all, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, to fall on him instead of us. Ooh, the hurt and the healer by the group Mercy Me. Listen to this song. Listen to the words.
please die. You take this heart and breathe it back to life.
Praise God, the hurt and the healer. We've all got hurt. We're not going to just talk about physical pains and suffering and diseases today. But we're also going to talk about emotional, mental issues. Why is that important, Cindy? And does God care about those kinds of things going on in our lives?
Definitely. Often the emotional part of it's the worst thing.
Right.
Battlefield of the mind. I know from personal experience, chronic illness can it's debilitating emotionally, physically, mentally. It makes it hard to function.
It does.
So the emotional and mental aspect of
yes,
it is huge.
Yes, it's huge. Yeah, and I think a lot of people, Cindy, just live with emotional and mental issues that result from chronic pain or from deep hurts and serious wounds of the past, and they just live with it, think that's the way life's got to be. I just got to keep suffering through. Perhaps it's a breakup, it's a marriage, a divorce, perhaps it's not being able to be a part of your family because somebody has ostracized you. Talk to us, Nan, because these are real hurts and pain, and Jesus, the healer, wants to heal this too.
He does indeed. You know, like we keep reiterating on this show about how he's not just our Savior to save us so that we can have eternal life. You know, he's concerned about our life here and now. He's concerned about our pains. He's concerned about our sadness. He's concerned about those issues that affect us, mostly mentally, physically, financially. He cares about all that.
He does. And, you know, when we talk about receiving his healing, it can be emotional healing. It can be mental illness, because mental illness is a big problem in this world today. And so it's not just a painful limb, an arm or a wrist or a foot or whatever. It is so much more than that. And it's not just a serious disease, because I believe, after many years of pastoral counseling, that emotional trauma, divorce, death, things like this can be just as devastating. Nan, did you want to comment on that?
Well, I did.
It's serious.
I'd like to share my experience.
Please.
Share my experience. About 2 months ago, well, actually on August 23rd, I had to leave my office in an ambulance because there was stuff happening with me, and come to find out I had a TIA. So something started happening Thursday morning before I even got to the office, and the pressure has just been
this
so
past
great
week
this past
also.
Week. This past
yeah.
week. And praise God, it was not a TIA. And I didn't tell you, they gave me the word exactly what it was I had. I wrote it down, and it's not a word I'd ever heard it before. But bottom line, it is due to anxiety. And basically, an anxiety disorder has flared up because of the pressure and stress of what's going on. The neurologist said to me, I will always remember his words, he said, remove the stress, and it'll be better. You know, and God cares about that. And God healed me of that this morning. He healed me of that.
Praise
this morning.
God.
Praise God.
Okay.
You know? But he cares about even that, you know?
Yes.
The whole situation is whatever's happening in our lives. You know, as things come against us, there's people listening right now who are suffering from anxiety disorder. I can now relate. I can now relate if they can't get all their words out and they're not doing it right and they're not repeating and they are repeating and they can't remember. I mean, I've had that happen with the TIA. I had that happen with anxiety, and they said that they mimic each other. That's why they ran a gamut of tests on me to see if I had another TIA. But God cares enough about those listening right now that he can move in their situation and he will heal them.
Amen.
He can heal them. you mentioned on something this morning in the service that we have to want to be healed.
Yes.
And we have to give up some things.
Yes.
You know, our pride.
We have I to believe be that with all my heart.
And, you know, that type of thing in order sometimes to be healed. You know, and some people just get comfortable, as you had said this morning.
Yes.
Just they get comfortable with this is just the way that it is.
Yeah, this is the way I have to put up with this.
Always be, you know, and that's not the way that it is.
No. And I think that one of the reasons people get comfortable is sometimes it is attention getting.
Right.
Sometimes it's victim. I'll get more attention from my family if I have this all the time, whatever. We don't have to live like that. We're going to talk more about it here in this next hour. Cindy, do you want to comment to any of that stuff that Nan's talking about here today?
I think it just reminds me that we don't know what's happening with other people.
Right.
And so we need to give grace and be kind. You know, someone acting a certain way, saying certain things, it may be health related. It might be, you know, it might be an anxiety attack. There's, you know, we are so caught up in ourselves sometimes that we're cutting other people down for things, and we just honestly don't understand what's going on with them. We need to give grace.
And we do need to give grace. Go ahead, Nan.
You know, about the anxiety thing, I've never experienced that in my life. Mm-hmm. I've never had a problem with anxiety.
Right.
I now can relate with people who do.
Yeah.
And what came to mind is I went in an ambulance again from McDonald's parking lot, but my principal called for me because I'd called in to say I can't come in right now, and she could tell us there was something happening. But what came to mind was those guys that was in that ambulance, they cared. They were asking me questions that they needed to know. They needed to find out, what are you feeling? What is happening? You know, what is your name? What, you know, different things like that. And just as they cared, needing to find out what was happening with me, so does Jesus care about what's happening with us.
Praise God. That'll preach.
And he is right there going,
yes.
He knows what's happening with us. But sometimes he just likes to hear us.
Right.
Jesus, I'm having problems, say, with anxiety.
Right.
I need your help. Or I'm having problems with this divorce. This divorce is devastating to me. I did not see it coming. Help me with that.
Right.
And he will be there guiding you.
Absolutely.
And leading you. And he's right there beside you in that time, carrying you many times.
Absolutely. And he wants us to approach his throne boldly and say, here's what's going on. Here's what I'm feeling.
He does. Mm-hmm. And we need to.
Yeah, we do.
And we, you know, our relationship even grows stronger and stronger with him when we do that, because we're exhibiting our trust in him, knowing that he's going to help us in the situation, and he's going to give us guidance, direction, what we need to say, do, not say, not do. And our trust develops. It's like he's like a friend. You know, like, I can trust you, Pastor. I can come to you and have and shared with you, and you're there for me. You care. And just as you care, he cares much greater than we can care for each other. We all love each other. We care about each other. But his love is greater.
Beyond.
I mean, my goodness, he took those stripes upon his back for that healing.
You know, you mentioned the ambulance, and one of my grandsons, Justin, which you all know, he is a sweetheart, and he just got received into the Muncie, Indiana Fire Department. And he's an EMT, an advanced EMT. So he rides the ambulance. That's what he does. And he's told me so many. He's 21 years old. And he's told me so many stories, Cindy. Nan met him when he and his girlfriend were here a few weeks back. But Justin loves that very thing, sitting there beside them, holding their hand usually, and saying, tell me what's going on, you know. And because a lot of times it's drug overdoses, it's suicide attempts and all that. And as much as my grandson Justin loves that he does, and that contact, so much more does our Heavenly Father. He's right there. And people, if you don't hear anything else today on the show, God wants to be your personal Lord and Savior. He wants to come in and live on the inside of you. He wants to become your healer. Your healer. Emotionally, physically, mentally, in every area. Some people have social anxiety. God wants to take care of that. God wants to heal you of of terrible pain in your body. That is what he wants to do. Cindy, comment on this before we get up to the top of the hour. We got to do station IDs. So you got about 2 minutes, so talk to me.
We were talking about your grandson. It sounds like God put him in the perfect job.
He did.
You know,
he did.
And that, I think more medical professionals, whether it's EMTs, firemen, police officers, doctors, right, nurses, need that mindset.
Yes.
I think that after you see so many sick people, you often you lose that compassion and that one-on-one connection, and it's just a parade of sick people.
Right.
So I think that's awesome. And
it is.
We need to pray that he keeps that. And,
oh, he does.
You know.
Yeah.
But I think he's being able to touch so many lives.
Yes.
That's not just his profession, it's his ministry.
Right. It is his ministry. And every once in a while, he'll call and tell me about somebody that they picked up in the ambulance or somebody he went to high school with, and he was able to really relate. And usually mm-hmm. these are drug overdoses, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So, so this is who Jesus wants to be for you, listener. We're coming out on the top of the hour. We're going to do station ID for a couple seconds, and we will be right back with the second hour of Living the Good Life. It's a two-hour show every single week. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we've redone the website a few months ago. It's got everything, all the information of where we meet, right here in Clearwater, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. Wednesday night, prayer meeting at 5:15, Bible study at 6:15, Sunday mornings at 10. So everything is right there on the website. Also, our ministry in Puebla, Mexico, with our radio station there, and also our ministry to feeding kids on the streets and homeless people at night, which I'm going to tell you more about in just a couple minutes on the other side of this ticking clock right here. But in the meantime, Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., is a counseling life coaching show with me and my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel, who is the counselor on site at the ministry, PhD, mental health counselor, licensed mental health counselor. So catch our show every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., right here on this channel. Here we go.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.